Imagine this. You're casually walking down the street of Sanlitun, a hip area in Beijing known for shopping and colorful nightlife. It's the place to see and be seen. A stranger with a camera stops you and tells you, "Congratulations! You're the next big star! Pay a fee and make it happen!" You think, "Ooh, this is a great opportunity. I've been discovered." Actually, maybe you have been scammed. Yes, let's talk about this commonly seen situation in Sanlitun.
According to the Beijing News report, scammers are targeting the fashionable in Sanlitun. Scouts are targeting young people who dream of becoming models and stars, much like me. Sanlitun is a downtown thriving metropolis area, also known for its popular shopping with all kinds of bars. And young people love it. So basically, one can imagine that you're going to have these kind of youngsters dressing up to be fashionable, strutting their stuff. It's almost like, I mean, if you haven't been to Sanlitun, it's like, it is this kind of like modern area, super modern area of Beijing that's very youthful. It's got all these kind of youthful businesses. It's definitely got a lot going on, in which case it's kind of like become this runway for maybe fashionistas. I don't know, Hyung, we'll have to get your opinions on this, but these con artists that Hyung had talked about usually begin, as she had said, by complimenting girls on their looks, saying, "Oh my god, girl, you looking good," and then they ask to take a picture of them. So this is on the street, they're saying, "Yeah, let me get a picture of you."
That's step one.
Stop right there, okay? First of all, first and foremost, anybody that's like, "You look good, I want to take a picture of you. You don't know me." That's an equation for weirdness. Don't do that. But basically, it doesn't stop there for these guys. They end up getting the phone numbers and claim they are fake talent agencies, constantly calling these girls, persuading them to pay for photo shoots, cosmetics, magazine exposures, with the promise of part-time modeling jobs and possible fame. Basically, a journalist wrote an expose and infiltrated one of these fake talent agencies and asked how they select their targets. One of the staff members answered, "Good-looking, rich girls. You just observe if they are carrying luxury bags or wearing branded clothes." Another staff member added, "Yeah, it doesn't matter if the girls look pretty or not, as long as she's rich." More than 16 people have reported similar cases to the Beijing police, so this isn't just a one-time occurrence. This has happened quite often. And also, right after this report got released, more people contacted the journalist saying they were victims of this scam. Guys, we got to protect our fashionistas out there. You know? Also, why haven't I been targeted?
Maybe they find it difficult to talk to you.
I walk all over Sanlitun and nobody says, "Hey, man, can I get your picture? You're looking good."
To make you feel better, actually, according to some of these reports, they say that they normally target girls because it's easy to scam girls. Yeah. And the tips you said earlier about they don't have to be good-looking girls, just rich girls, that's a undercover reporter trying to work in the fake agency company. They find out by asking, how can I get this target? How many pictures should I be taken?
Yeah.
And things like that. And I myself actually have a personal experience, not on this, but when I was studying in Hong Kong, I tried to find a part-time job for some doubling work because they don't really speak good Mandarin, and I feel like mine is, well, pretty good compared to them.
Yeah.
And so the doubling job is basically for you to be the voice of a cartoon character or record some kind of children's stories so they can sell. So I thought that was a legitimate business. So I went to the audition. The audition went actually pretty good, and you feel like it's a formal, it's a real job. But later on, they started to say that, okay, you're really good, you have potential, but we need to give you a certain course, and you have to pay for the courses.
Yeah.
And that's when things got, well, smells weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point I chickened out, and I don't want to see if it's a right or legitimate business. But for these girls, actually, when you're first being shot one picture, they will call you and say, we like your picture and we want you to audition in our company. And later on, they want you to sign the contract. And that is when things got wrong. Because if you sign the contract, you'll see a lot of lawfully binded clauses saying that you have to do certain things. And when it comes to their responsibility, it's just very vague and a lot of uncertainty. So that I think that is part of the reason why it's hard for them to protect their right after signing the contract.
Yeah, I think two things smell fishy here and should be, yes, sniff around. It just doesn't sound right. It doesn't smell right. Mm. And also, these two things should be alarm bells that should be set off once you encounter them. One is when people ask you to pay for something. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm a talent, then shouldn't you be scouting me and want me to be part of your business and not make me pay up front? Isn't that a little strange? Mm-hmm. And also, when you need to sign a contract, that is the part that you need to read the details and see if your rights are protected. Sometimes if you sign a contract that is overwhelmingly in favor of the other party, then don't put yourself in that situation. So these two things come to across my mind to just doesn't sound right. And also, I think one reason people tend to fall for this is actually these days you do see there are street fashion photographers that are roaming the streets of Sanlitun or other places like Beijing that's pretty fashionable, as fashion blogging has become a huge part of the fashion industry these days. A lot of trends are being picked up there, and so there are some legitimate photographers out there. They just don't show up every day for sure. And when I went to Sanlitun recently to go for dinner, and I did see some girls getting stopped, but I didn't know for what reason. Yeah. And they seemed to have a conversation that doesn't seem to, you know, anything dodgy going on. But this kind of activity does happen very often. And I think it's time for people to be a little bit wary and alarmed with such activities. But also, I want to ask you guys, why is it that these scams or whatever you call it tend to be pretty easy to happen on these people?
Great question. Yeah. So first of all, I think it's actually comes into play as the reason why they're targeting these kind of people that are wearing name brands and all this stuff is, why do people spend all this money on this kind of stuff? They want attention, okay? So these guys are just feeding into an ego that maybe isn't really there with their self-esteem, okay? So a lot of people, I think they buy all these brands to make themselves feel better, but actually their self-esteem is down here, right? So it's all a fake thing. But then when someone comes and validates this image that they're trying to portray themselves as, but not necessarily how they feel, then it's like sweeping them off their feet. They're like, oh, someone finally realizes how fabulous I am. Oh, yes, I will pay whatever you need. It's small money, you know? And this kind of thing. I also want to reiterate, too, that I don't think beauty is a talent, okay? So, you know, a lot of people want attention, and that's what a celebrity is, right? Celebrities get all this attention, paparazzi following them. People say, wow, I want to be important. I want people to care about me. And this kind of thing happens, and so they want to be a celebrity, right? But I don't think that's necessarily a healthy mindset, and so that's why it's being taken advantage by scam artists. But keep in mind, I also don't think beauty is a talent. Not that I even think Kim Kardashian's that beautiful, but I often ask myself, why are you famous? I don't think you're particularly that bright. You don't have anything that you specially bring to the table talent-wise, but yet people seem to think she's the cat's meow. I'm sorry if you're a Kardashian fan, but you know what? Like, I don't think there's anything particularly redeeming about following or idolizing these kinds of people when we've got some of the best, great, brightest minds out there changing the world, but nobody seems to give any cares about them as much as, you know, keeping up with the latest show of the Kardashians.
Yes, I totally agree. And one, well, on top of that, I think they have certain target audience when they try to scam people. That is those girls with lower guards. Because if you check out their website, it's really not a good-looking professional website. And the models, model pictures on the website, it's like you see them, you feel like, oh my god, I don't want to be part of that. But for, I don't think that's because they don't have the money to make the website good. I think it's because if people are smart enough to check the website, they are not the target audience there. They want people who have low guards so that they don't have to make the scam pretty good so they can scam you. That is like they just make a little effort so that, I'm not going to use the word dumb, I'm going to say not very smart girls are get scammed and they earn their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, for me, this whole, this, how the scam works, I don't think it has that much to do with, this person being, so vain and only is attracted or feel there is validation to his or her life by buying branded or designer goods, because I think the only reason why this is brought up is because the scammers or these con artists or criminals, whatever you call them, they are targeting people who can at least pay a little bit of money for this. So this is in the heads of the scammers. But for the victims, you just think you're beautiful and you are not being discovered until that moment. And I think that is one mentality that maybe a lot of people share, that in a way you can say, is it ignorance or audacity or something that's maybe you're brave enough to say it out loud, or it is a little flame of desire that you've kept quietly in your heart that you think you're special and you're beautiful. You're just not being seen until that person, stranger with the camera, comes up to you. And that is the mentality that is so easy to be manipulated and used in this situation. And people who hold this kind of mentality, it could be me. It could be anybody. And it's not restricted necessarily to because of age or gender. And that is one thing I find very interesting and quite unfortunately, it's been exploited by people who are kind of the bad guys here.
Yeah, you know, and there's been some people that are complaining like, police, help us from getting scammed as fashionable folk. We need help. You know, and one of the policemen had said that, how can, you know, basically saying, how can we help you? It's these young people's dreams that are kind of getting them into this problem, like this dream that is like a quick shot to fame. I mean, and so, you know, the police basically are saying we can't fix you being naive. You are naive. It's common sense to know you should be wary of someone approaching you on the street like that, and you should have a check and balance type system in going forward with any kind of thing you do in your life professional wise. But, you know, realize, guys, especially, you know, I'm speaking to all you ladies out there, realize guys telling you exactly what you want to hear is often far from honesty, I think. And so keep that in mind. If it's just that sugar coating, super sweet candy, and it is just hitting all your bells, stop yourself. Realize life's not always candy, but it's also sometimes a little bit of the sour and not sweet. And that gives it a good, it gives it an all-around taste. But realize honesty is more important than being lied to. And when someone's just telling you what you want to hear, that's often very far from honesty. So keep that in mind. Also, I would say, guys, what are we thinking? Why do we want to be these fake celebrities who, you know, like, let's take Drake, for instance. I have no respect for Drake. Sorry for Drake fans out there. But he has this song, you know, that's called Started From the Bottom, Now We're Here. Dude, you started on a show like Degrassi, which is like the Mickey Mouse Club in Canada. You were never on the bottom. So many celebrities claim they've had, you know, X, Y, and Z lives, but really they've been trained and groomed and all of these things to become what they are. You don't just go on stage in front of millions of people and, you know, that's natural. Maybe for some people, those one in a million, but there's way more celebrities than just one in a million nowadays. So I would say, you know, don't fall into this kind of glamour of celebrities just being picked up off the street because they had that star look in their eyes. Guys, no, these guys are picked up like the NSYNC was, the two guys, Justin Timberlake and JC Chazé. Those guys were on the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, all these guys have roots. Their families were pretty loaded. They got them into these acting talent agencies. These things don't just happen,
yeah,
I think, most times.
I totally agree. And you mentioned that this young people have a dream of being a star. I don't think they actually have that dream. Because if you have a dream of being a star, you will find your way to be a star. You will try to learn how to sing, how to dance. You will go to those maybe South Korean training factories that you practice all day long. You want to be part of a, let's say, SHN48 kind of group, and then you started to fly solo. That's called following your dreams. And if you have that dream, no matter how unrealistic that is, I won't say you should not chase it. But this is like you see a chance and you think, oh, like He Yang said, I'm being discovered. And you suddenly feel like I'd like to buy this lottery because I think I can win. Guess what? Most people who buy lottery, they don't win the big money. They just throw their money into something that you don't even hear a voice out of that throwing. So that is not following a dream, and that is not a good excuse.
I think that's a good point that Niu Holian just pointed out. That is, if you have a dream, then you need to make an effort to make it happen. It doesn't just fall on your lap. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that maybe so many of us have this kind of wishful thinking process going on in our minds and think, oh, maybe I could be the one in a million without trying. And that just never happens. Ryan, you were very generous. And you said mostly, you know, it doesn't happen. I'm just going to be cruel and burst your bubble. Sorry. Burst it now.
Yeah.
Not ever happening. And in this day and age, are there even agents, talent agents that scout the streets anymore? These days, stars, celebrities are usually discovered through other sources, either their talent agencies that pick out talented little boys and girls from young, or on the internet, as you know, on YouTube or on so many different websites in China. Often young talent emerge there. So in this day and age, if you're approached by a person on the street to say you can become a big star, you need to be extra, extra cautious about that.
Yeah, you know, beauty fades with time. Sorry, that's the honest truth, okay? So talent's what's always going to be there and what's always going to carry you. Guys, that's why things like YouTube, Justin Bieber, sure, he was a good-looking little kid, but, you know, the guy had pipes. He could sing, and that's what's carried him so far. I mean, he just did his first concert in India, completely sold out. Bollywood celebrities were there. People were like, I've waited a lifetime for the Belieber tour. And so they got to see it, and I imagine they can die happy now. But anyways, you have to have talent there. But I actually wanted to take a second and talk about, you know, if you want to protect yourself, guys, from scams, from so many things, I think one of the best ways you can do that is listening to RT. We cover all this stuff. Tell your friends. But then I also want to voice my concern. There's this movie. It's called Idiocracy. It's a comedy. But it's about society from like present day moving forward, how we kind of just chase our wants instead of maybe the things we chase, the things that make us feel good. And our society just becomes so dumbed down because we chase entertainment, celebrities, butt shake, and all this stuff. But we don't chase the brains, the intelligence of the world, and smart people don't reproduce as much as people who aren't as smart. And so, you know, it interviews these two people at the beginning, this affluent kind of intelligent couple, and they're like, yeah, it's just not the time. It's just not the time. The economy is bad. Then it goes to this, like, other couple in maybe a trailer park in the U.S. and like, yeah, I just got my fourth kid, and dang it. You know, blah, 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 complaining, but having all these kids. Eventually, the world just becomes this kind of stupid place. And sometimes I feel like the world is kind of following this kind of joke of that movie. And that there's people like Elon Musk, maybe like Chris Hadfield, astronauts in China that are changing and doing amazing things and exploring human potential. But all you want to read about is maybe, you know, Kim Kardashian's latest fling
selfie
or something.
Or
yeah. What's up with
something.
That? There's nothing enriching in that kind of attention you're giving. That's a fake image. There's real heroes out there. Find those guys. Follow them. They are inspiring, I think.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a very powerful speech. And I think a lot of people who get attention in the news are those who are rich and famous.
Yeah.
So that is a certain tendency of a certain type of people that will get into the press and get into the media's spotlight. And unfortunately, when that's being magnified to the wrong end of the spectrum, it's maybe constructing a very fluffy, fake, and bubble for people. And maybe that is something we need to be alarmed of. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Honglin.